The education most essential for gospel workers. There are Christian workers who have not received a collegiate education because it was impossible for them to secure this advantage, but God has given evidence that He has chosen them and ordained them to go forth and labor in His vineyard. He has made them effectual co-workers with Himself. They have a teachable spirit, they feel their dependence upon God, and the Holy Spirit is with them to help their infirmities. It quickens and energizes the mind, directs the thoughts, and aids in the presentation of truth. When the laborer stands before the people to hold forth the words of life, there is heard in his voice the echo of the voice of Christ. It is evident that he walks with God, that he has been with Jesus and learned of him. He has brought the truth into the inner sanctuary of the soul, it is to him a living reality, and he presents the truth in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The people hear the joyful sound, God speaks to their hearts through the man consecrated to his service. As the worker lifts up Jesus through the Spirit, he becomes really eloquent. He is earnest and sincere, and is beloved by those for whom he labors. What a sin would rest upon anyone who would listen to such a man merely to criticize, to notice bad grammar or incorrect pronunciation, and hold these errors up to ridicule. The speaker who has not a thorough education may sometimes fall into errors of grammar or pronunciation. He may not employ the most eloquent expressions or the most beautiful imagery, but if he has himself eaten of the bread of life, if he has drunk of the fountain of life, he can feed hungry souls and give of the water of life to him that is athirst. His defects will be forgiven and forgotten. His hearers will not become weary or disgusted, but will thank God for the message of grace sent them through his servant.